Praise be to Allah, the one who endowed us with Islam and sent Ramadan as a month of multiplied reward, a month whose beginning is mercy, whose middle is forgiveness, and whose end is protection from hellfire. From the Tuam FM Muslim Community Radio, I'd like to welcome all our wonderful listeners who are tuned in to another new episode of Reconnecting in Ramadan. Nadia is here with you on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. Can you believe that the holy month of Ramadan is drawing to a close this week, marking the end of the holiest month of the Islamic calendar and a period of fasting for many of the world's 1.6 billion Muslims? All too soon, the final days of what's left of the month of Ramadan will soon pass us by. The question is, did we make an effort to gather the many virtues that this month brings? Did we do enough to be granted Allah's mercy and forgiveness? I'm sure many of you are experiencing bittersweet emotions as you've come to realize that Ramadan will be departing us this week. On one hand, there is the happiness that we will have completed, inshallah, our obligation of fasting the month of Ramadan, along with fulfilling many other acts of worship. We've trained ourselves, hopefully, to practice self-restraint and goodness in deed and word. On the other hand, we will miss the atmosphere of goodness and happiness that the month of Ramadan brings. But this is one of the reasons why we love Ramadan more than any other month during the year. We appreciate it because it only comes once a year. On the other hand, we have something great to look forward to, and that is the celebration that marks the completion of the month of Ramadan, and that is the festive occasion of Eid al-Fitr al-Mubarak. And I guess you could say that it really helps us get over the sadness of the departure of Ramadan. Inshallah, Eid al-Fitr will be a day of immense bliss, happiness and celebration. I ask Allah to accept from us our fasting and our acts of worship, and that he makes us among the people who are saved from the torture of hellfire. Amen. Well, today you could say that I've lined up another terrific show for you in spirit of this holy month. It's another post-iftar coverage. This time it's the annual iftar dinner hosted by the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, and you may have noticed our post on our Tuam FM Facebook page that it was held on Friday, the 8th of June at the Waterview reception in Bicentennial Park. It is actually something that's pretty much held annually during the month of Ramadan, as we've noticed with a continuous chain of other iftar dinners. And I, as well as Brother Rafiq Hussain, who is the president of the Muslim Community Radio, attended on behalf of Tuam FM. The Iftar dinner surely brought the New South Wales community together to embrace cultural diversity and celebrate the breaking of the fast during the month of Ramadan. It was a great opportunity to, I guess, network with different members of the community, and I was really happy to engage with the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, and catch a few exclusive words from her. And that was also in addition to Mr. Ray Williams, Minister for Multiculturalism and Disability Services. So today we'll hear a few extracts from the speeches they delivered and some exclusive messages they conveyed as today's episode progresses. I look forward to your unremitting company this afternoon. I do hope you will enjoy today's episode, which is quite sadly one of the final episodes of Reconnecting in Ramadan for this year. A short break and I'll be back with you shortly. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners. You are tuned in to Reconnecting in Ramadan on the Voice of Harmony and Moderation, the Muslim Community Radio. Yes, I mean, this chant says Ahlan Ramadan, but very soon we will be saying Wada'an Ya Ramadan. Very bittersweet moments indeed as we farewell the holy month of Ramadan. Adhering to the annual tradition of the New South Wales government during the honourable month of Ramadan, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian hosted an iftar dinner for Muslims in New South Wales observing the holy month of Ramadan. Held at the Waterview function in Bicentennial Park, the dinner allowed all those attending to extend their own understanding of the Muslim faith and, I guess, form networks amongst the community. It was attended by the Premier of New South Wales, of course, Gladys Berejiklian, Victor Dominello, Minister of Finance, Services and Property, Mr. Ray Williams, Minister for Multiculturalism and Minister for Disability Services, John Ajaka, President of the Legislative Council, Mr. Luke Foley, Leader of the Opposition, religious and community leaders, members of Parliament, members of the Consular Corps, Deputy Commissioners of the New South Wales Police Force, and representatives of Multicultural New South Wales. So the annual premier's iftar dinner once again achieved its purpose of promoting multiculturalism and, I guess, fostering intercultural dialogue across different community groups and organisations. I mean, it's really great that Ramadan has made a permanent mark in the social calendar to educate and engage with the wider community about the values of Islam. And I guess it really serves as a means of fostering dialogue and cross-cultural awareness in our multicultural society. On the occasion, Premier Gladys Berejiklian praised the New South Wales Muslim community for their contribution to maintaining peace in Australia.
Salam alaikum. Ya. Ya Rasul Allah madad Ya Nabi Allah madad.
The evening began with a recitation from the Qur'an and the call to prayer, and that was followed by an address by the Minister for Multiculturalism and Disability Services, Mr. Ray Williams.
Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah.
Thank you for your continued commitment, importantly, to the harmony on behalf of our communities. Because I think together we ensure that our social cohesion remains on track. Ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, we are the most culturally diverse nation on earth. Very, very proudly, this nation is enriched by its diversity. Our population, the sum total of people from every nationality around the world, but very, very importantly, our social cohesion is unique in its very, very nature. But can I say to you, we can never ever take that for granted. Never. We need to continue to work together. We need to continue to break down those barriers. And the only way that will happen is when leaders such as yourself are prepared to come together, talk about the challenges that are in front of us, talk about the successes that we achieve together, talk about this wonderful country that we continue to build. We often say that this country was built on migration. It's far from finished. It is a work in progress. I thank every one of you, every one of the leaders here tonight that work together so hard on behalf of your communities and what you help us achieve together.
All across the world, there are Muslim people. All across the world, there are Muslim people. Hey, some are very big, some are very small. White skin, brown skin, dark, we had them all. All across the world, there are Muslim people.
How many? Stand with me, let the whole world see. We are standing for our right to be free. A certain status has been set up on us. Yeah, my people stand up, my Muslims be reminded. Inshallah, all Muslims all across the world. Oh, don't be discouraged by fanatics in this world. No, they do the things they do through teachings that are wrong. They stand against them, let's all stay strong. Hey,
all across the world.
You are listening to Reconnecting in Ramadan on the Muslim Community Radio 92.1 FM, and we are providing post-iftar coverage of the 2018 annual Premier's Iftar Dinner that Tuam FM was happy to actually attend on Friday, the 8th of June. As Mr. Ray Williams, who is the Minister for Multiculturalism and Disability Services, he relayed that New South Wales is in fact home to a wide variety of different cultures, so it's no doubt one of the most richly diverse states, and such initiatives really promote many of the values that underpin our Australian multicultural society. Mr. Ray Williams then formally invited the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, to impart a few words of her own.
Can I start by thanking all of our leaders, religious leaders and community leaders from the Muslim community for being here this evening. It is a holy month of Ramadan. You allow us to share in this holy month. It's a month of sacrifice, a month of faith and family and commitment. And I know especially in this last week, many of you will be engaged in many nights of holy prayer and spending time with your family and those closest to you. And it is therefore with deep humility and gratitude that I thank you all for accepting our invitation to come tonight to break bread with us together. My job and the job of any government is to make sure we keep supporting you by providing the services and infrastructure our communities need, but most importantly, by appreciating, acknowledging and being deeply grateful for what each and every one of you does. And for that is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together and break bread. May all of you who are fasting, I hope all of your fasts are accepted. And this month of Holy Ramadan is wonderful for me to be able to break bread with so many different leaders in the Muslim community. However, I do feel like a fraud in not fasting. So for those of you who are fasting in particular, we acknowledge your sacrifice and what you're contributing in our experience this evening. And if I could also ask you to please take this message of strength and appreciation from the government to each of your communities. Each and every one of you represent thousands of people in the community, representing hardworking families. And I please, please express our deepest gratitude and pass on that gratitude to all of your families and communities. And I look forward to seeing you in the near future. And please contact us anytime if there's any way in which you feel we can continue to support everything that is strong in New South Wales and everything we can work together to build upon. Thank you again for doing us the honour of your presence. I wish you the holiest of the last week of Ramadan, and look forward to breaking bread with you again in the future.
تلاقينا أهلا يا رمضان أهلا وسهلا أهلا يا
Welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Reconnecting in Ramadan on the Muslim Community Radio 92.1 FM. And we heard some extracts from the speech of Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who is, of course, as you know, the Premier of New South Wales, at the 2018 Premier's Iftar Dinner. Her keynote speech did conclude the official proceedings for the night, but Tom FM was given the opportunity shortly afterwards to catch up with the Minister for Multiculturalism, Mr. Ray Williams, and the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian. We will hear what those messages were in just a moment. I'm standing with Minister for Multiculturalism, Mr. Ray Williams, at the Premier's annual iftar dinner. It's great to see you here today.
It's lovely to see all our friends come together with all the leaders of our culturally diverse communities across the state of New South Wales. It is a great pleasure to be able to send my very, very best wishes to all people of Muslim faith during this holy month of Ramadan. I wish them all the best for Ramadan. I acknowledge their dedication to their faith of fasting through this particular period. It certainly, I suppose, enlightens everyone when you have people that are so prepared to dedicate themselves to fasting, that discipline that is required, but also the time of reflection to look at themselves, to look at their families, to reflect on themselves, to reflect on their charitable selves, the way that they treat others, in their daily lives. And so Ramadan is all that and more to Muslim people, and Ramadan Mubarak.
And what do you think the benefits are of integrating with different members of the community? How does it help to eliminate barriers and build bridges between one another?
Look, I think the one thing that we can really pride ourselves on in New South Wales is one, that we are the most culturally diverse nation on earth, that our people are from every nationality around the world. But I think very, very importantly is that we have a wonderful harmony across our communities, and that is something, whilst we are very proud about, it's something we can never take for granted, and we need to continue to work together. It is a continual work in progress, working with one another, understanding each other's different needs, different challenges that they have. And I think if we are all prepared to open our minds and open our hearts to the challenges that we all face as communities, then ultimately we can build a much better state for New South Wales on behalf of all our population.
Thank you very much, and I really do appreciate you sharing this festive occasion with us, and I look forward to many annual iftar dinners to come.
And we all do that. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. A message from the Minister for Multiculturalism, Mr. Ray Williams, at the 2018 annual Premier's iftar dinner. Surely and hopefully by establishing bridges and closing gaps, breaking barriers as well, we can strengthen our state of New South Wales.
I'm standing with the Premier of New South Wales at the 2018 annual Iftar Ramadan dinner. What would you like to say about the benefits of hosting such a significant Iftar dinner in bringing communities together and bridging gaps between communities?
Firstly, it's a deep honour for me to be able to do this during the holy month of Ramadan. It is my honour that everybody accepted my invitation. I know what a special holy month it is, where people spend with their family and other community organisations. So I appreciate people coming together because it allows us to come together and appreciate the beautiful peace and harmony that all of us share together. And to all your listeners, can I thank them for the wonderful contribution they make to New South Wales. I'm proud of each and every one of them, and I'm proud to be your Premier.
Ramadan is the month that inspires good ethics such as charity, empathy, self-restraint. How do you think these values are important in strengthening the state of New South Wales?
I think these values are what makes New South Wales a wonderful place. And I know that Ramadan is an opportunity for all of us to consider these really important values, especially sacrifice and thinking about others and peace and harmony. They're values that all of us share. It's wonderful that Ramadan brings us all together for that purpose.
Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Shukran, thank you. Thank you.
أطفال بالساحات بينزلوا رمضان عطر هالدنيا بعطره الحلو عنه كل المؤمنين بيسألوا رمضان عطر هالدنيا بعطره الحلو عنه كل المؤمنين بيسألوا تمرق الأيام بمحبة وبسلام أطفال
Those values that the month of Ramadan enriches, such as kindness, humility, and charity, among others, really contradicts the belief that Islam is correlated with violence and extremism. Islam does not permit, condone, or promote such traits or behaviors. Rather, the teachings of our faith, the faith of Islam, trains us to adhere to the proper ethics that contributes to a flourishing and thriving society. And we as Muslims really love to enlighten others about the value of Ramadan, helping them understand through our words and through our actions that Ramadan is all about compassion, humility, thankfulness, and all the other traits that we are familiar with.